Well, last night, with Mr. and Mrs. Clark, we were all across in Sheffield at a meeting last night. And there was the company of folk, perhaps fewer folk than have been there when I've been on previous occasions, but it was good to see them. The thing was this, and very noticeable it was, as one surveyed, the friends who were there from the Sheffield area attending the rally, most of them were quite elderly people. Most of them quite elderly people. I was talking to a gentleman last night. He's 92, but he says he is but a youth. His wife there, serving in the church, she's 94. And there they were, good, solid, reliable, devout Christians who have served the Lord many, many years, and their desire is to serve him still. There they were. And I know some of the churches that they're from. And I can tell you this. Young people are in short supply in those churches as well. They weren't there last night? No, because they're not there anyway. They're not in their churches by and large. And there they are, lovely people, warm-hearted people, aged people who have walked many years, many of them at least, serving the Lord. And the thing is this, that many people just don't think they're worth listening to because they're old. Oh, what have old people to share? What kinds of things might they have? See, so much today. Sorry to have to say this there. You know, youth culture or whatever else sort of drives things forward. It makes anything that's, I don't know, more than 20 years old, maybe more than 10 years old, just oh, that's old hat. They don't understand. They've got nothing to contribute. Sometimes that attitude can be there. Oh, but don't. Wisdom resides with those dear people that we were with last night. There's wisdom. A walk with the Lord. Experience, maturing, trials they've been through, the war that they've been through and things like that. And that's a maturing experience if ever there was one. And I recalled a quote. It's from somebody who's not a Christian, in fact was quite violently against Christianity, but he actually said some pearls of wisdom, and I've got one of them here. It's Mark Twain. He said this, I recalled this and I tracked it down. He said, when I was a boy of 14, my father was so ignorant I could hardly stand to have the old man around. But when I got to be 21, I was astonished at how much the old man had learned in 7 years. Do you get what he's saying there? Do you get what he's saying there? Who had actually grown up in the 7 years? Who had actually been the one who did the growing up in those 7 years, Stanley? It was him, it was Mark Twain, the boy. It was at 14. When everybody's 14, I think I'm just missing out on that one here, aren't I? There we are. There, knows everything he thought. Yeah, my father knows nothing. He's old. He's beyond it. He doesn't get it. When Mark Twain was 21, he thought, well, I don't know. My father seems to be talking far more sense now than when I was 14. He really must have changed. Well, of course, Mark Twain was saying, actually, I changed and I grew up a bit and I realised actually what he was saying when I was 14 did make sense, but I just didn't have ears to hear it then. So, really, it's an appeal there, isn't it? To listen. To those who have got a lot of life already behind them, made various mistakes perhaps along the way, learned some lessons the hard way, but also learned some good lessons along the way, and who say, listen. Follow that instruction. Hear what's being said. Save yourself for the future damage, wrong directions, bad choices. Save yourself that. Mark Twain did that bit of growing up in those 7 years then and reckoned, well, perhaps I should have listened a bit more when I was 14. I feel sad that, say, for so many, like those dear people last night there, I guess young people, they appeal to them, try to reach out to them. They just don't listen. They don't come. They just don't think there's anything that resides with these dear people that's worth receiving or hearing. Oh, I tell you, they've got the gift of salvation. They've got the gift of salvation. And that makes them far wiser than any out there in the world. So have an ear for those who have lived long, lived the years, lived the Christian years, walked that walk, been on that pilgrimage. Hear what they have to say and to share with you. And you'll be perhaps surprised how quickly they grow up over a period of 7 years. So may God bless each of us approaching Christmas. Let's receive that gift of salvation that's in Jesus Christ. Let's sing the wondrous story. 670. I will sing the wondrous story.